Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The email came in at 9:02 a.m. Subject line, regarding your application. I clicked it. Heart pounding. This one felt different. It was after a referral. Someone I respected had put their name on the line for me. I tailored my resume to perfection. Triple checked every word. I thought I had a real shot. It took me exactly 4 seconds to read and about 4 hours to stop staring at my screen. Thank you for your interest in the role at Company X. After careful consideration, we've decided to move forward with other candidates. So no feedback, no explanation, just silence where hope used to be. But here's the part that stung even more. It wasn't a person who rejected me. It was a machine. And that night I decided to fight back the only way I knew how, by building my own. Hey everyone, welcome back to Data Nia with Mukundan. We're talking about rejection today, but not the kind that you can recover from with ice cream and a Netflix binge. This is the cold algorithmic kind. The kind that arrives in your inbox without warning and wipes out weeks of hope in one click. And in my case, it was after referral, as the part that really hurt. Let me ask you, have you ever had that job, that one job where you felt like you had everything lined up? The connection, the timing, you had the relevant experience as well. And maybe someone inside the company that you so dream about has been rooting for you. And then you don't just get rejected. You get rejected without ever speaking to an actual human. Today, I want to take you inside the world of applicant tracking systems, ATS for short, and show you how exactly they make these decisions. But more importantly, I'll share how I built my own AI-powered ATS simulator, why it failed my resume, and how I turned that failure into a win. And along the way, I'm going to challenge you to think about your own career storytelling. Because beating the bots isn't just about keywords. It's about making sure that your story makes it to real human eyes. Before we get into the tech, take a second and think. If a machine was judging your resume right now, would it pass? What's the one skill or project you've never put on paper because you didn't think it mattered? Hold on to that. We'll circle back. So let's talk about the villain in our story, the ATS. Applicant tracking systems, or ATS, aren't new. They've been around for years, quietly filtering resumes before they even reach a human recruiter. But in recent years, they've gotten even more advanced. Of course, they had to, right? Everything evolved, so did the ATS, and they've gotten a lot more ruthless. Picture a digital gatekeeper that reads your resume like a database, not a story. It's scanning for specific keywords, formatting compatibility, file structure, and metadata. Even it's checking for word order in bullet points. It doesn't care about your potential. It doesn't care that you once saved your company 6 figures in revenue, or even built a team from scratch. It's not personal. But it feels personal. And here's the part most people don't know. Many rejections in jobs happen automatically. No human eyes, no manual review. Nobody is seeing it. Just a set of if-then rules that decide whether you're in or you're out. I've read a lot of, I've listened to a lot of audiobooks, podcasts. This is the podcast generation anyway. And all the famous people, can't remember which particular person this was, but anyway, they would normally say, like, stop taking it personally and start playing the game. The game is keywords, then you need to play the keywords. The game is structure, play the structure. Complaining doesn't get you a job. Optimizing your resume, or you know, that would definitely get you in the door. Let's take a quick break to talk about RSS.com. If you ever wanted to tell your story, whether it's about career wins, personal struggles, or industry insights, RSS.com is where you start. It's how I publish this podcast, and here's why I love them. Every episode comes with a free transcript. I can take that transcript, drop it into an AI tool, and see how to make my delivery even better. The same way I optimized my resume. And here's something cool. Even if you're just starting out and you get like 10 downloads a month, you can start earning ad revenue. That's unheard of. I don't think any company does this. So links in the show notes. I love RSS.com for podcasting. Oh, did I forget to mention, they are amazing at their distribution network. So they have distribution ranging from not just Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They also have Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Deezer. And you can also publish your own podcast into YouTube as well with one button. That's it. That's how simple that is. So coming back to the show, let's look at a night that I tried to build the ATS AI, is what I called it. I remember the night that I hit my limit. Another referral rejection, another email with no feedback. I opened my laptop and I created a new folder. And I started coding in Python. I didn't just want to guess what the ATS is doing. I wanted to actually see it. Here's what I used. I used Python for all the logic and the backend. Streamlit so that it would be easy to run and share. OpenAI API to generate plain English feedback. Scikit-learn, which is a Python-based library, to calculate cosine similarity between my resume and a job description. PyPDF2 and docx2text to handle the different file types that candidates use. And then I tested it on my resume. Uploaded the PDF, pasted the job description, and then I clicked run. And the result? It said cosine similarity with a 43.43%, GPT-4 score of 85 out of 100, and verdict, fail. My own AI had rejected my resume. So here's some food for thought for you. If your best work was being evaluated right now by a system, not a person, what would it miss about you? And more importantly, what would you miss about yourself? Let's take another break. If you're listening to this and thinking, I wish I had an AI assistant to help me figure this out, you need to check out Sider.ai. It's Sider.ai. It's an AI-powered research and productivity tool that lives in your browser. I actually used it to test some of my parsing logic for this project. It's perfect for breaking down complex job descriptions into actionable keywords. Links in the show notes. And back to the podcast. Here's what my resume, which failed, taught me. Lesson 1. Never assume that your resume speaks for itself. You might think that your achievements are obvious. The machine doesn't. Lesson 2. Keyword alignment matters more than clever phrasing. Again, this is all an opinion. You can still be creative, but match the language of the job description. Lesson 3. Formatting and structure aren't cosmetic. They're functional. Fancy designs can break parsing. So I took these 3 lessons and I made the changes. Added missing keywords like Google Analytics 4 and site measurement. Rephrased, collaborated with product teams to led A-B tests with product and marketing teams using SQL and BigQuery. Quantified wins wherever possible. Same resume, same person, just a different language. Ran it again and lo and behold, of course it was a pass. I believe this is storytelling, but for machines. Every bullet point here is a mini story. And if you tell it in the right order, with the right words, it opens doors. Let's take another break to talk about Riverside.fm. And speaking of telling your story well, Riverside.fm is how I record this podcast in studio quality audio and 4K video. Even when my guests are halfway across the world or even on spotty Wi-Fi, if you've ever thought about starting a podcast to share your own career lessons or talk about your favorite shows, start with Riverside.fm. Link in the show notes. One more thing about Riverside.fm, they have AI editing as well. So AI can magically create clips from your podcast. So you can use these clips to promote your podcast on Spotify or any other podcasting platform. So actually you can even share it on YouTube, right? So that's another way to share these AI generated clips. So these clips could be as short as, like, you know, your TikTok clips, like, or your YouTube shorts. That's what these clips are, and Riverside.fm really helps you creating it using AI. So back to the podcast. Here's my challenge to you. This week, take your resume and run it through a tool, whether it's mine or another ATS checker. Don't just look for a score. Look for the gaps. Look for the parts of your story that aren't making it through the filter. Because here's the truth. You can't control whether a company hires you, but you can control whether your story ever makes it to a human. Don't let a machine decide whether you're invisible. Tune your story for the gatekeeper so that the human on the other side can finally see you. Clarity comes from engagement, not thought. You learn by doing. So take action, see what happens, adjust your resume, and repeat the process. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who's in the middle of the job search grind. In this crazy job market, finding a new job is really hard right now. It's a very unfortunate situation we are in. Do remember this. Like, here's my disclaimer for you. Yes, this AI-based tool to evaluate your resume, it's not foolproof. Nothing is, right? It's AI at the end of it. It's, the advice given by it is, you know, take it as you will. It has helped me, and I believe it will help you. It is my belief, right? AI is, I would not say it's 100% fact. That's something to always remember. But it will make your job easier if you use it the right way. So try this tool. It's in the link is in the show notes. And as always, if you've enjoyed this, subscribe, drop a review, and I'll be back soon with another real world AI journey. But until next time, stay curious. And most importantly, stay seen.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.